I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. The Washington State Department of Health is investigating reports of people in the state who tested positive for COVID-19 more than 2 weeks after they were fully vaccinated. Scientists call these vaccine breakthrough cases, which officials say are expected with any vaccine. Out of 1 million fully vaccinated people in Washington State, epidemiologists report evidence of 102 breakthrough cases in 18 counties since February 1st. That represents 0.01% of vaccinated people in the state. Officials say the majority of those in the state with confirmed vaccine breakthrough experienced only mild symptoms, if any. However, since February 1st, 8 people with vaccine breakthrough have been hospitalized, and officials are investigating potential vaccine breakthrough cases in which 2 people died. Both patients were older than 80 and had underlying health issues. Despite the confirmed breakthrough cases, Washington State Health Secretary Umair Shah says it's important to remember that every vaccine on the market right now prevents severe disease and death in most cases, and that people should still get vaccinated as soon as they are eligible. Lewiston City Councilor John Bradbury is suing the city over budgetary practices. According to the Lewiston Tribune, Bradbury alleges the city violated several state laws, city codes, and the U.S. Constitution by how it managed its various utilities over the last several years. He's asking the court to provide relief by ordering the city to stop certain practices and rebate nearly $7 million in fees to city ratepayers. In the petition, Bradbury challenges several aspects of the city's utility billing practices, including the city billing its water, wastewater, and sanitation departments' impact fees for the damaged vehicles from those departments caused to city streets. Bradbury also alleged it is illegal for the city water department to provide irrigation water to its Bryden Canyon golf course without charge. He also challenged several interdepartmental loans, arguing they are invalid since they came from the city's sanitation fund. Additionally, he challenged the city's donations to economic development agencies Valley Vision and Visit Lewis-Clark Valley, arguing both entities are private nonprofit corporations and the Idaho Constitution bars cities from becoming a stockholder in any such organization. For relief, Bradbury's asking the court to require the city to return nearly $3.5 million in sanitation fees, $980,000 in wastewater fees, and $935,000 in water fees to ratepayers. The city has 21 days to officially respond to the complaint, and no hearings have yet been set. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. U.S. officials have released the latest plan to send low-level radioactive waste to Idaho from a South Carolina facility that converts enriched uranium into fuel for nuclear reactors. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, in a notice published Friday, signed off on sending the material from Westinghouse Electric Company's Columbia Fuel Fabrication Facility in South Carolina to U.S. Ecology Idaho's waste storage facility near Grandview, about 60 miles south of Boise. It's the latest in a series of public notices released by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It slightly alters a previously approved plan from December and issues an exemption allowing the transfer of the waste. In all, the waste includes about 430 dump trucks worth of sludge and debris generated from uranium recovery and is contaminated with low-enriched uranium. The sludge would be mixed with cement and sent to Idaho by truck and rail car. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved the waste transfer following an environmental study. Prosecutors in Idaho have charged the former University of Idaho Associate Director of Alumni Relations with multiple felonies after he was accused of allegedly spending more than $2,700 in unauthorized transactions on his university purchase card. Tim Helmke, 49, of Moscow, was charged with one count of misuse of public money by a public employee and 2 counts of forgery relating to purchases made between 2019 and 2020, the Moscow Pullman Daily News reported. A probable cause affidavit said Helmke spent $2,768.34 at a Moscow Bear Boosters auction, Moscow Chamber of Commerce auction, and Best Western Plus University Inn Trivia Night, as well as on theater tickets and books. An arraignment is scheduled for next Monday. In Idaho, the maximum penalty for felony misuse of public funds in excess of $300 is 14 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. The maximum penalty for felony forgery is also 14 years in prison. University of Idaho spokesperson Jody Walker said Helmke's employment at the university ended in October. He is still listed as president of the Moscow Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, according to the chamber's website. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.